Howdy, howdy, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 424. With age comes tools. Hi, you folks. This week, I'm looking out the window. Instead of five, I've got 10 snowflakes falling. It's on top of the bitterroots and the sapphires. It's slowly coming down. I know winter's around the corner. Really cool thing. Saturday morning, we're coming back from breakfast, and we can see this confusion mass of tan right by the hide. And we're like, what the heck is going on there? And we come around the corner, and here are two white-tailed bucks going at it. I mean, we're talking about full bore, just totally engaged, locking antlers to the point where we thought they had actually gotten stuck together, and they kept on going. And we're slowly driving the loop around, coming up towards the front of the place. They're still going at it. Then we see this third buck comes screaming over, and they're just going crazy, totally ignoring the fact there's a car coming. We're there. Maggie's in the back. She's looking like, oh boy, can we go play? Can we go play? It's like, no, can't play with them. And they were going at it. Well, they had been going at it for a while. I could tell because I went out and looked. As Maggie scented, I mean, they had really torn up the area. I thought they were going to just flatten the hide, bust over Mega. But, oh, man, they kept going. Then they went to the front. And then at that point, they got involved with the turkeys and then all bedlam and everyone in all sorts of directions. I'm telling you, fall's almost gone. It's wintertime. It's really fun and exciting. I hope that you are experiencing the same just great wonders that this amazing country of ours and continent has to provide us photographers. Well, what's going on? Well, a lot's going on in the last week. If you weren't aware, there's a thing called the Exodus. I wasn't aware of it till a couple days ago. But basically, people are leaving Twitter. And I can understand, it's just not as fun as it used to be. Now, I'm over at Blue Sky, which, as I've been told, is actually was founded by the original Twitter people. Because you look at it and it's pretty, it looks a lot like Twitter. And I've been over there for a couple months now, and it was really slow, and now all of a sudden it's gotten picked up. So if you want to come over to Blue Sky, so far I'm enjoying it. There's not the usual blah, blah, blah world stuff there. It's more entertaining like Twitter used to be. You'll find me with that usual handle, Moose Peterson. I try to keep it simple. So check it out. What else? Oh, man. So let me think. Oh, the other thing. We are currently working on two new gallery sites. So keep an eye on that. They're not active yet. Got some new domain names. Working with incredible folks at SlickPick. Amazing, easy. So I'm going to have a whole lot more images online, and there'll be gallery sites. There'll be some verbiage, but it won't be f-stops and shutter speeds. So that's in the mix. What else? Oh, okay. So it's a weekend ago. We had our first air-to-air photo clinic. It was just a huge amount of fun. And wow, the photographs the participants got. Wow. I mean, wow. They had two air-to-air sessions, and they kind of got the bugs worked out in the evening. And the next morning, they had spectacular photographic conditions. And wow, the photographs I've seen from like Greg and Richard, wow, Fosto, great stuff. So, had a bunch of people asking. Yes, we are working on two air-to-air photo clinics a year. Next year, looks like we'll probably have one, hopefully in July in Minot, North Dakota, and then next November back in Arizona. So keep an eye out for those dates. They're coming. Also announced this last week, our Ohio bird, Maggie Marsh, trip. Hey, it's just like, amazing birds, amazing. 40, 50 species, slam dunk in a day. Just great stuff. Also coming up will be our Yellowstone fall trip for next year. Going to be some great stuff. So head to moosepeterson.com for that. Lots of trivia out there. So, and of course, you know, you guys can keep emailing, and you've got Spotify. It's quiet this week. Comments, questions. I'm here to help you any way I can. I mean, that's why I'm doing that. You realize is to help you guys basically not make the mistakes that I've made, which kind of goes with today's podcast theme. So I'm here to help any way I can. Speaking of helping, yes, you guessed it. My good friends, Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. This past weekend, they had the official grand opening for the Kansas City Overland Park store. Some great deals. I don't know how they pull off all this inventory, but they've got it, and they've got such great people. Calling up just to talk to people, just to be social, I did that again, because they said, why don't you? Buying gear, renting gear, getting advice, prints, books. They got all the Nikon deals, like the Z9 trade-in, which I think is ending shortly. I mean, that's my good friends at Bedford Camera. Of course, they've got, after checkout, you're going to see that 5% back on your purchase, which no matter what the deal you've got, it's added to it. Hey, just mention Moose. Say thanks. Thanks, Bedford, for sponsoring the Moose podcast. With age comes tools. Not talking about wisdom here. That's supposed to come as well. But when it comes to photography, woodworking, some other things I can think about, as you age, tools become clearer, more defined. And in that process, if you let it happen, and that's the first big caveat, you've got to let the process happen. If you try to force it, you're toast. It's just not going to happen. You've got to let it happen. And that's probably the first really great tool that comes with age, okay, is a little bit more open to new ideas. And looking at those new ideas, I'm not going to say with rose-colored glasses, not by any stretch of the imagination, not with a crystal ball, but looking at new ideas with a little more skepticism. I mean, when we're young, right? The saying, there's no free lunch, we kind of forget that. And we get suckered into so many things, kind of, you know, you could say clickbait that you might find on the web. But with age comes this tool that's a little better 2020 vision. And you start looking at some of those new ideas, and it's like, yeah, that idea might be great, but oh man, the time investment, the money investment, and the end results. With age, you're able to kind of sift through those a little bit better. You're not buying every single lens or renting every single lens. You take the tools you've got, and let's be honest, as you get older, your bag of confidence, those tools, gets more and more defined. And that's a natural part of that age things, is that those tools are more defined. And when you grab that bag of confidence, the tools that you have are the ones that you have relied on to be a better visual storyteller. And that's probably the next great tool. It kind of goes hand in hand with a couple things. We get to be, at least in theory, and of course I'm generalizing here, right? Better communicators as we get older. Have you ever listened to the podcast Hidden Brain? It's interesting how, in general, again, as we age, the words that are in our normal vocabulary for daily stuff, and then the next compartment is the volume of words we use to express who we are, and that final volume of expressing those delights, the words we use gets narrowed down. And to quote my good friend who likes to say I'm a wordsmith, we get to be more of a wordsmith. And that's important. I'm a firm believer that it's a one-to-one relationship when somebody is telling a story verbally or by writing. The longer and more, as my old friend Dave Dick would say, puffed up it is, the more confused their photographs are. And so with age, one of the tools that comes to us is we're better communicators because we have slowly with age narrowed down the words we use to tell a story. And the direct benefit is we have become clearer visually in our photographs. Now, along with that, you know, that gear is that bag of confidence. And I've always called it a bag of confidence because when I pick up that bag, I know that, I'm going to say 90% of the time, the problems I face, it could be less, I can deal with my camera gear. And that more self-confidence comes from that age. It's an important tool. Now, that confidence will sometimes make you wonder. And that pause sometimes can be a sign that perhaps you've not perfected those tools with age as much as you should. It gives you an opportunity to think about it, look at it, and move forward with your progress. But confidence, the more confidence you have, I mean, think about it, the better you are at communicating, the more you define new ideas, the less gear you keep acquiring, which is really a hard addiction for us photographers. Let's be honest, right? It all kind of snowballs and melds together there. Because with that, then comes really important part. I think with age, one of the tools that really becomes and should be a part of what you do is slowing down. Now, I've mentioned what I call panic photographers more than once, and that does come from the opposite of the area we're talking about, not having a bag of confidence, having a problem with new ideas, not being clear in your communicating, causes you not to slow down, but the reverse, and that's what I call panic photography, going left, right, up, down, rather than, and I've said it once, I'll say it a million times about myself, this was a big problem when I started out, which is the one thing I wish I could go back and change is to tell myself to take a deep breath. It comes with the fact that you start realizing that more is not necessarily better, that one, okay, can make a big difference. Another interesting Hidden Brain episode was all about pride. And what comes with age, one of the tools is the hubris of always bragging starts to disappear and being totally satisfied with and humbled by just that one starts to take place. And it just takes one. That's probably why Ansel said, that's how many photographs it takes to have a great one. Doesn't mean you stop when you have the one. You keep moving forward because we can all improve. I know I sure can. But slowing down makes a big difference. And I'm not talking about all of a sudden getting a macro lens and photographing the rivet head when you're photographing an aircraft. Slowing down and getting a 1,000 millimeter lens and photographing an eyeball of a bear. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about being a communicator, slowing down and taking in that experience, whatever the grandeur is that you're seeing, process that through your heart, and then put all that emotion, energy through that camera so that one click, you nailed it. If you say to people and they go, was it a good day shooting? And you say, I'll know when I get back to the computer, you've already lost. You should know when you go click, because that good photograph, that great photograph is a emotional time capsule, split second of life that you experience, that you want to preserve and share. That is probably one of the the most important things that, you know, tools that come with age is understanding that very basic thing. And I'm not saying that if you have a, you're doing an air to air and you have a Z9 that you should shoot single frames. Not me. I'm not having continuous high and rip them. But that's not the normal MO. Now, what if with age, the tools I've just mentioned, and there's a whole lot more, you don't experience this? First and foremost, when I say age, I'm not talking about a calendar. I'm talking about time you put in with whatever craft you're working on. Pencil, painting, wood, clay, camera, whatever it happens to be. The more time you put in with it, the more defined those tools will come for you. So if you're not experiencing this, don't all of a sudden be frustrated and say, oh, well, Moose said on the podcast, and it doesn't work that way. You got to put in some of that time, and that age comes from that time. I have been very fortunate to work with some photographers, recently a really young one, and she's just a sweet gal over on the West Coast. So I haven't met her yet, but she seems much older than her age. And she's kind of the one that first started me to think about this, you know, with age comes tools, because I was like, wow. And so it has to do with, in all honesty, how you relate to yourself, and then you want to relate that to others. It's that storytelling. That's what it's all about, is that visual storytelling, how we want to relay that moment to others. I think of the picture I saw of Greg's from last weekend at the Air to Air. I wasn't up there. I was on the ground. I was ground support. Had a marvelous time. And Greg posted the shot on his Instagram. And it's a T6. And it's, I'm going to say 10% of the frame, maybe less. It's kind of small in the lower right corner. And the background is just the spectacular. It's the morning desert haze. Sun's not quite come up. And you see row after row after row of the superstitious mountains going off behind it. And you see this darker, lighter, 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 all the way back to the horizon. You got this gorgeous, and it's just spectacular. That shot taken with that plane in that element, the way you place it in the frame, the size was perfection. Because all you get from that photograph is the simple emotion of sheer pleasure of flight, sheer romance of flight. Just the incredible, thank your blessings for that flight, from that one shot. It's just, that's what we should be working towards in all our photographs, is that kind of a celebration. And that's probably the best thing that comes with age, comes those tools. You folks have a marvelous week. Stay warm out there. You take care. And remember to make every click your story.